know that in the world of horse racing, if a horse is born on December 31, by January 1 that horse is already considered a year old? It is an odd nugget, one that I learned from veterinarian Dr. Augustus Bradford, who, although is planning to ride off into retirement, still brims with vast knowledge in the creatures he is passionate about, horses. Dr. Bradford will be receiving the Order of Distinction in the rank of Commander on Heroes Day for his outstanding contribution to the field of veterinary medicine. With this level of recognition for his service to the field, one could assume he always had a strong love for the profession. As he tells it, however, earlier in his life, he was at a career crossroads. He was just as interested in being a medical doctor as he was a veterinarian. But with his father being a farmer with several animals and living right beside the Little Ascot racetrack in Old Harbour, his love for animals helped make the choice easier.
So I was trying to make up my mind whether I wanted to be a vet or a doctor. But my parents had a doctor friend, and so I usually go to the clinic and see what is happening there. And I found myself not too interested in human medicine. You know, people come in, and instead of coming straight to the doctor, say, this is what is my problem, you know, they go around the bush. When I see a sick animal now, he can't tell me that what I'm seeing is not what he's feeling.
Growing up in Old Harbour, Dr. Bradford attended the Dinthill Technical High School, then attended the then Jamaica School for Agriculture JSA, which is now the College for Agriculture Science and Education CASE. Dr. Bradford also received the Independent Scholarship in 1965 to attend the Cornell University, an Ivy League university in New York City. After studying for 5 years, he returned to Jamaica and started practicing in 1970. Dr. Bradford worked with the Ministry of Agriculture for 2 years before opening his private practice in St. Anne. He later decided to specialize in horses.
There are certain things that I do that I have to go to different parts of Jamaica to get it done. There are some vets who don't do the medicine and surgery of horses. There are vets who only do what is known as the breeding part of horses. I will only go in and do surgeries on foals if they have problems with their knees or their legs.
Dr. Denise Cole, who is also a veterinarian and is now in charge of Dr. Bradford's office in St. Anne, describes him as her mentor.
I've known him all my life. I would describe him as an individual who pays it forward. He tries to get better out of people. So if he can provide you with an opportunity for improving yourself, then he does that. He does everything to help you improve. He has worked very hard. He's been practicing since 1970. I've only ever heard good things about him. And this is from vets in his time, vets that are a little younger, so older than myself.
Over the years, Dr. Bradford has made major contributions to the horse racing industry, resulting in his induction into the Jamaica Racing Commission's Hall of Fame of Thoroughbred Racing. Also a Justice of the Peace, Dr. Bradford has accommodated numerous veterinary students and graduates over the years, sharing his experience and knowledge. He also served on the Jamaica Veterinary Board from 2015 to 2016, where he headed the Legal Practice Committee and was inducted onto the Jamaica Veterinary Medical Association JVMA Honor Roll last year. Married with 4 children and pets of his own, Dr. Bradford now shares how he feels about being a recipient of one of the nation's highest honors.
I don't know. You know, if you go to the racetrack, they will tell you that I'm just a hard-working vet. You know, I do what I have to do. I am not selfish in giving information out. I help out a lot on the younger vets, especially those that are interested in the equine field. Like, when I'm gone, there must be some people. So that is it. You know, you just have to be devoted to this business and do the best you can.
Dr. Bradford will be recognized with other outstanding Jamaicans at the National Honors and Awards Ceremony slated to begin at 9 a.m. National Heroes Day, Monday, October 15, on the lawns of King's House.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.